What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wow. Oh, my God. If I can win this, and I probably will not, but if I do, Fritz walking into McGurk's today for the show at 2 o'clock will be...
That'll be a walk of shame.
The all-time walk of shame. Yeah.
I don't know if he shows up. If he loses, I don't know if he shows up for work.
I'm bummed it's only a one-hour show because of the day game.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm really bummed about that.
Yeah.
It's almost worse, though, if you think about it, in that he has to do the hour, and then people are more likely to stay and heckle him after. Like, because it's like people might not stay all 4 hours. They got to go somewhere. But if you only got to stay an hour to be able to get at Jack after, like, I'd stay.
And then tomorrow's show would be all about the same topic. They just hammer him again.
Oh, it would be it. It would be.
But look, he's getting a lot of support from a lot of people. So 69% think he'll win. Someone who's in his corner? How about that Trey Turner? Let's listen yesterday on the afternoon show. So Jack expressed a lot of confidence yesterday in his arm, his ability, his mentality, and that he thinks he's going to win. Okay, good for him. Good luck. During their show yesterday, there was a surprise message.
Hey, Jack. Heard you're down 0-1. Keep your head up. You've had my...
Hold on, James played the wrong piece of audio. Let's listen to the show yesterday. You got 11, James? All right, let's listen yesterday to the show when the message came in.
We do have a bit of a surprise for you.
Great.
A very special message was sent from a very special person who you once supported.
Hey, Jack, heard you're down 0-1. Keep your head up. You've had my back. I got yours. Go get him on Wednesday.
Wow. There he is, Trey Turner.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
There he is.
That is insane.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is awesome. Chris is like a little kid, like a 7-year-old. Hey, he loves me.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't blame him. That's pretty
nice. No, it's very good. It's cool, Trey, to do it. The irony, of course, is it was my idea to have that, you know, standing ovation for Trey. I mean, it's just, I mean, James, you know it was.
I don't know it was.
It was my idea. Okay. To Jack's credit, he then took it far on social media, but it was my idea.
Okay.
So, you know, it is what it is. It does create an interesting dynamic, and it is very cool of Trey to do that. I mean, it's good stuff. It does create an interesting dynamic. Jody, question two for you in our five questions today is, does this make it harder for Fritz to win? Let's listen to more of Fritz, Spike, and Ike yesterday.
You can't disappoint Trey, buddy.
Nope. The pressure just got re-ramped up.
I was going to say, did this just add more pressure?
No, it'll be good.
All right.
Wow, that's pretty insane.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane. So, that's great.
That's nice.
That's great.
There he is.
That
thank you.
Nice.
Thanks to the Phils
Shout
and thank
to
you
Trey.
To Trey.
So, MacMan, question two. In a world where Jack seems to struggle with pressure, does this help me? Can't disappoint his guy.
I'd say...
Who's not really his guy, by the way.
Less of an effect than we're trying to make it out to be. I don't think it moves the needle much.
Because, you know, I look for any morsel of anything.
Right. You take whatever
you get. I
mean, Ben,
as someone to play Major League Baseball, you know, you look for anything you can.
Anything. Any advantage. Any distinct advantage.
Should I be waving my arms in between at-bats if I'm...
No, but
things
don't be
are
a
going
clown.
Well? Don't be a clown?
Don't be a clown.
Don't be a clown.
I mean,
but what if I really got him on the ropes and he's really struggling?
Well, he could dial it up. I mean, he played college baseball. He was a college baseball athlete. He's a scholarship athlete,
sure,
right?
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Right, James?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, Ike thinks he knows what my strategy should be. Let's listen to the Ike man, because he identified what he thinks my approach should be and maybe will be. Here's Ike.
So before we move forward,
yeah,
this guy's strategy is clearly play it safe,
yep,
and allow you to defeat yourself.
Right, which I'm very capable of doing.
All right, let me just say this.
Wow. Did Fritz say that? Was that,
that was Jack?
That was Jack. No, that was Jack who said I'm very capable of doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Fritz is
Jack. That was Jack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that was about a week ago, but yeah. So, and I'll just say this. Guilty as charged, me, with what Ike said, but with a major caveat. Yes, I'll take the pitches. If he's throwing balls, cool. Ball one. Ball two, I'll stand there and look at him. Good. But if he's throwing strikes and I got to swing, I'll hit the ball. I'm not predicting a victory. I'm not. I actually think he's more likely to win. I am telling you this. I can hit. Ben, as you know, the big leaguers say, I can rake.
You can rake.
I can rake.
They do say that.
So say he throws.
That's what they say. First, I've heard so many big leaguers say, listen, I can rake, guys.
I can rake. I can rake.
First pitch, get me over fastball right down Broadway. Mm-hmm. Are you taking it?
It's a great question.
I won't answer that on the air.
Fair enough.
Should say no.
I
just say no, and then you can't do it.
I won't answer that on the air. Okay. You be there today at noon, and you'll see what happens. That's, you know.
Like I tell all the kids, I said, you go in the batter's box, you have one goal. What's your one objective?
To get on base.
Get on base?
No. Hit something hard.
Okay.
That's it. I'm not going up there to walk.
I'm going up there to hit something hard.
This is completely different.
Yeah.
I guess.
Different entity.
Don't listen to one word Ben Davis
said. I just couldn't look myself in the mirror if I'm going up there looking for a walk.
What you're saying about baseball in general is dead on. That's the way. You're teaching your kids correctly. That's not today. This is a different type of competition.
Jody, you're so right.
First to four wins, however the hell you get there, that's the only thing that matters.
No such thing as style points today.
Okay.
Just get on base.
But we had a guy earlier say he wants me to switch hit. We had another guy says he wants me to
switch
drag bunt.
I said the drag bunt. If you're going to switch hit, you may as well drag bunt.
All right, let's go to Mike right now. By the way, the umpire will join us in about 5 minutes. Umpire Pat, that is. Mike right now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
So, what's up, pal?
I tell you, listening in the last hour, like what I wanted to say when I first called to where I am now has completely changed.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, I tell you, Joe, you know, this is beautiful because when you do come out...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Today, all right, it is going to be not because of, you know, talent, but it's going to be because of what is in between the ears from you, the hammer, versus Jack, the round mound of meltdown. Okay, Jack is basically Nuke LaLoosh. He's meat. He's got a million, maybe he has $1 million arm, but he's got a 2 cent brain. He's got the whole world in his corner. You got treasonous, you know, crew members and brand new now. You got an umpire on the take. You got Trey Turner giving him a little message. Oh, we're going to have a bunch of people showing up giving Jackie Boy a standing O today. Like, he has all this kind of support because they know he's mentally soft going up against a titanium brain in the hammer. So, you know what, Joe? You let him implode. Let him implode. If he starts imploding, don't act the clown. Stay reserved. Stay even keel. Exactly how you were with golf. Your demeanor on the golf course is what helped him implode. Just stay the course. And you know what? And if he wins, you go, okay, Jack, well, you were supposed to win. You played college ball. I haven't swung a bat in 10 years. You're in the driver's seat here, okay, pal. Today is your day.
All right, Mike, that's a very kind and cool message.
Good call.
Give me a fictional showdown. This is a big one today. This is real, but give me a fictional one. I still think the best answer is out there.
Tom and Jerry?
Roy Munson versus Big Earn McCracken.
Ooh, all right, yeah, Kingpin. Great answer.
Mike, appreciate that call right there. Let's get to Rick right now in Easton. Rick, good morning.
Yeah, so first things first. You got to take till he throws a strike. Ben, you know that's baseball 101. He's not throwing strikes.
Not for Castellanos, it's not.
That's number one. Number two, I'll be there because I went to Plymouth White Marsh. And I'll tell you right now, if you had the 74, 75, 73 PW team, it'd be hard to get a ball through the infield. We got some great teams back then.
Wow.
So that's pretty special you're going there. But, you know, the bottom line here is, you know, with this kind of, you know, this kind of, you know, competition, you know, you just have to just take your time, do what you got to do in the batter's box, and just let him implode. And he's definitely going to implode. There's no doubt about it. That's just my opinion.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, like I said earlier, Rick, I'll take the walks if he's, you know, giving me the walks. I mean, if Jack's errant with the pitches, great for me. But I do feel prepared to hit. I mean, if he's throwing strikes and I got to hit, that's my job to hit. Now, look, I'm not guaranteeing anything. I still think Jack is more likely to win. But do I feel capable of putting the ball in play and roping some base hits? Absolutely, I do.
You're gonna have the umpire on shortly. This is my 43rd year PIAA, NJSIAA, and NCAA official as a wrestling official. If you guys were wrestling, that would be quite an interesting thing to watch. I would decline the interview if I'm the official or the umpire. There's no way an umpire can get on before competition and give his personal opinion of the competitor.
But Rick, let's also acknowledge this. This is not professional sports. This is not college sports. We are a radio station. We're having some fun with it. I've been told privately by the individual who works here who knows him really well that he's a great umpire and a great person. And I will entirely trust that. I know James, Jody, and Rhea were fired up.
I don't want to hear a single complaint out of you tomorrow.
Yeah.
When you get
he's
through.
Slamming
Look,
the door
we
on
said
you complaining.
This should be under protest. Right? You're the one right? who's taking the high road here.
You will get no support from us if this guy doesn't isn't good as a right. fire torture.
Well,
zero.
You just can't give your opinion as an official. It's a violation. And by the way, he pits for Bloomsburg. We crushed Bloomsburg. Westchester crushed Bloomsburg.
That's so
it
good.
Is Division 7. Anyway, all right, so here's my answer for the side topic.
Yes, sir.
The ultimate of all showdowns, the Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Wow.
Great
wow.
answer.
Here's my only issue with the Coyote and the Roadrunner. It's 5 million showdowns. Which one?
Yeah,
I think it's the overall showdown.
No, but that's not a showdown.
I got a bigger problem
that's
with
not.
It. It's like a rivalry. Only one side wins all the time.
That
guess what?
That's
it's
an
not a rivalry.
That's an interesting point, actually.
Yeah, I think Coyote and Roadrunner are bad answers.
Yes.
A bad answer.
Has to be.
Yeah. Wow.
The Coyote wins every single time. It's not.
Yeah.
You mean the Roadrunner wins every
time. Like every one time. Final epic showdown. I don't think it. Yeah. I don't like it.
All right. Well, quickly shot down.
Shot down.
Quickly shot down. All right. Let's talk to umpire Pat. I don't know if the afternoon show yesterday said his last name. I will refrain from saying his last name out of respect to umpire Pat, because he may want to have some anonymity here, as he is an umpire one way or the other that people tomorrow and later today could be annoyed at. But hopefully we get a clean game where it's one of those situations where there's no controversy. You never know. But I'm certainly expecting no controversy. I'm expecting Jack or me to rise above and find a way to win this thing. We'll see. But umpire Pat is, I'm only having him on because Spike Ike and Jack had him on yesterday.
Equal time.
I would not have done that. But they had him on, and I thought, okay, well, they're going to have him on. Let's talk to umpire Pat. So, Ben.
Well done.
James and I were trying to figure out earlier, like, we don't have umpire music. What's the best sort of judgment call
People's
music?
People's Court.
The People's Court. Let's welcome to the show for the first time, umpire Pat. Pat, how are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Sir, how are you?
The best music to walk into is a Darth Vader theme. If you can have that at like 5 to 12 when me and my partner walk onto the field, that would be perfect.
There you go. All right, so sir, let's get to it here. And first off, let me say thank you for taking this assignment on of being our umpire today. We're curious of a number of things, one of which is, how do you feel about this? Are you, because you've umpired a ton, and you've umpired games that some would say matter more than this, but do you feel nervous? Do you feel excited? What do you feel getting ready for noon today?
Well, I'll tell you what I told Jack, which is this is probably the most interesting gig I've ever been asked to do. I've been umpiring for 38 years, and I generally don't get nervous to walk onto a ball field, even for championship games, but we got the title of Philadelphia on the line here. This is a big deal. I got to be perfect. Now, to be fair, I'm generally perfect. So
ooh,
you know,
very hammer-esque there.
Yeah, I like that.
To speak to one of your colleagues who said, I don't want to hear any complaints, there aren't going to be any complaints. This game is going to be called perfectly. I am one of the best around.
That's great.
No doubt that this is going to be fair and right down the middle. I've got no interest in watching one person or the other person win. For me, I know it's going to be a great game when I walk out of there and go, I did my job and I did it perfectly.
Good. I like that. And Pat, let the record show, sir, that while some of my colleagues here were a little critical of you
that's
last...
That's me, Pat.
Yes,
last,
that would be me.
Last,
that's
me,
too.
Last hour.
I thought you sounded a little chummy.
Not only did I refrain from agreeing with them, but I specifically retorted them.
That is true. Give him credit, Pat. The rest of us question the chumminess of the interview with the afternoon show. It sounded like you're very pro Jack, you know, giving Jack advice, calling Joe a Karen, you know, all these type of things.
James,
it just was a little, you know.
But he's on
raise my hackles a little bit.
But he's on our show right now. Like, we're good.
Correct.
Well, we'll
correct.
See.
And look, I'm going to give you
People's
the same,
Court music for
give
a reason.
You the same advice. I'll give you the same advice. Look, Joe, you got to take pitches. I know that people say, well, you got to get in there swinging, first pitch swinging. If you swing at the first pitch, you're a fool. You got to let him warm it up a little bit, because the chances are good after sitting for 15 to 18 years that he probably doesn't have what he used to have. And you can warm up all you want, but as I said yesterday, my 19-year-old pitches for Westchester, and I know what it's like to get in there cold. And if you get in there and you are not ready, you may see four balls on those first four pitches. You are immediately at the advantage.
Interesting.
He's the one that has to throw strikes, not you.
Very interesting.
He's the one that has to give you something. You got to see it like it's on a tee, and if it's not, you got to let it go. You have to see what the strike zone is going to look like. Is it going to be high, low, left, right? Do I need to adjust myself in the box? So, yes, while I believe that Joe has the advantage, or that Jack has the advantage because he's been a college pitcher, he was a college pitcher an awful long time
ago. Right. And it was
D7. He's just a dude.
Yeah.
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 So, so, sir, let's talk about this. You mentioned the strike zone, sir.
Yeah.
What is the nature of the strike zone? Like, I have heard someone say that strike zones can be enlarged if it's not professional baseball, there's some leniency on the corners and maybe even top and bottom. I'm certainly hoping not, because to me, a strike zone is a strike zone. And let's remember, Jack did play college baseball as a scholarship athlete, so we should have that in mind. What is the nature of the strike zone that you would say he and I should both prepare for?
Well, I love that you said the strike zone is a strike zone, because I get questions all the time when I walk to a field. A coach will say to me, so what's the zone look like today, Blue? And I'll say, the zone is the zone.
Yep, that's right.
The zone doesn't change. Now, that doesn't mean that, as I know, but your Rick, the wrestling umpire, had said, the wrestling referee had said, you know, it's maybe there's some questions to me coming out of the air, and he would have, look, I'm going to tell you exactly what you're getting. And the zone is from the top of your stomach to the bottom of your knees and on the inside and the outside of that plate. And that is the only place there's going to be a strike. Now, if you've ever watched Little League World Series, you'll see that these guys are calling strikes that are, you know, four or five balls off the plate. It's because they're not good. It's because they have enlarged their strike zone. I do not enlarge my strike zone.
So when you say top of stomach, let me just make sure I understand this. Where is the belly button in relation to the top of the stomach?
The belly button is probably, if I'm measuring on myself now, probably about 3 or 4 inches above your belly button.
Top of the stomach is above the belly button.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm just making sure. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah.
So 3 to 4 inches.
Think about your
stomach. So 3 to 4 inches above the belly button. So basically below sternum.
Yes. Definitely below sternum.
Okay.
Yep.
Sir, yep. Since Joe's showing you such reverence calling you,
well,
sir,
as we should,
I'm going to call him sir, too. Yeah. Are you telling us you've never been heckled, questioned by viewers of games that you've been at?
I've been heckled by sportscasters in this city.
Wow. What's the biggest...
Because you did say earlier, you're perfect.
Yeah, he did.
So
I
was just wondering if you've never been heckled, because I'm going to suggest there's going to be some heckling either way today. You are going to be questioned either way by fans in attendance.
Let me ask you a question. Your runner goes to first base and it's a bang-bang play and I call him out. You happy about it? 50% of all my calls make somebody miserable. 50% of all the people in that stadium are angry at that third strike, at that out call. So, no, you're never going to have a game where everybody says, oh, my God, that guy was perfect and amazing all the way through. But I know that I'm perfect because I'm the one calling the game. So do I make everybody happy? No. Am I going to hear it? Absolutely. I love to hear it. I love for people to say stuff to me.
You'll hear it today. Probably more than you've ever had. Yeah, my guess is more than you ever have, just because of how many people will be there. Sir, what is the, would you say, the most prominent, biggest game you have ever umped? What level, which teams, what spot?
Depends. I will say the ones that I'm most proud of are the ones where you get to see the smiles on the kids' faces. So a 12U district game where the Plymouth Little League beats the White Marsh Little League and they get to go to the districts because they got to the next round, the smiles on those kids' faces, the joy that they get from the sport that I love so much. I had the opportunity this spring to do an inter-squad scrimmage for the Westchester baseball club team. And I don't know that I've ever had more fun in a ball field because it's 18 to 22-year-old guys just chumming it up, going after their teammates and their best friends and having a blast. The championship game 10 years ago at Cooperstown, I was one of four umpires on the field. Getting to call the championship of for these kids, that was the world. So I don't know that I have a more important, a less important. I have some of them that stick in my brain. Joe, I love what I do. I've been doing this for 38 years.
Good for you, man.
And there's a group of us guys here in the area. Shout out to the Towamencin Umpire Association. There's a group of us guys that just, we work our tails off to do what we can do. 9U, 10U, college ball, it doesn't matter. It's all important to us.
Well, listen, that's awesome. And let me say something, and I've said this, and James knows, because James and I have been hosting shows together for 9 years now. And I have said this every show, actually, over the last 9 years. If not for the umpires and the officials, who I greatly admire, then there's no organized sports.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate so,
he actually so, ends every show with that.
Yeah, I am very pro-official.
It's funny. I get asked all the time, why do you do this? And I get told you don't get paid enough. Well, we get paid pretty well. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we could get paid more, but we don't do it for the money. I mean, I'm going to do 125, 150 games between now and the end of September. I don't do it for the money. We do it because not to be corny, but it's the love of the game.
Love of the game. And the love of humanity, helping the kids and being a fair public servant. I hear you. All right, so sir, one more thing that's pretty critical we should cover, because we had the rules set a few days ago. And for those that don't know, our program director, Rod Lakin, put together rules in conjunction with a conversation he had with both of us on the air last week, and things like I got to actually get to first base, even if it's a walk or hit batter. Like, I can't just stand there. Like, I got to move to first. If I reach base four times, I win. If it's two times or less, Fritz wins. If it's three, it's a tie. This is out of 10 plate appearances. Mm-hmm. I get one timeout per plate appearance. Fritz gets two mound visits for the entire 10 plate appearances, and his mound visit guy will be Ike. But one of the key things, sir, that we drilled down on, we got to the point. It was the last two things decided were that a plate appearance will be nullified if there's an error in the field. So Jack's able to bring his fielders, and and it's okay. So it's a nullified if I get to first, but it's deemed an error. The last edition of the rules happened yesterday, which was the decision that you and the first base ump, and there will be two umps there, you and the first base ump, you correct. Two, if there is a decision that needs to be made, a scorer's decision, was it a hit or an error, it will come down to the two of you huddling and making the decision. So I would just like to ask, how do you sense, a couple hours in advance of this, that you'll discern fielding level of the varsity high school athletes,
so this,
my
this
speed
one is easy.
And the confluence of how you make that decision.
This one is easy for a couple of reasons. First of all, your base umpire is a 19-year-old who pitches for Westchester Club Baseball. He also pitched for the PW high school team. So he knows a lot of those guys who are going to be on the field. He knows their capabilities. We know we have been on that field dozens of times. So we know how fast the turf plays. We know how good the players are that are out there. Look, You got a great group of kids that are going to be on that field today. They are just as they're good ball players, they're better humans. You're going to have a great group of kids out there. They're going to be doing everything they can to make every play, because to them, this is the World Series of the summer. So you're going to get the best ball. We're going to know almost immediately before the ball even gets played whether it's going to be a hit or an error, because you can tell where it is in the field. Me and my base umpire, Brady, who happens to be my son.
I was going to guess that when you mentioned the 19-year-old pitching for Westchester, putting two and two together.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Brady and I have been umpiring for years. I started teaching him when he was 13, and he does probably 50 games a year himself. He works all summer with me. And so he and I have a rapport that I have with few other umpires. I've got a couple other umpires I love to work with, but I mean,
doesn't get much better than your son.
No. I don't get to coach him anymore. So now I get to be on the field with him as an umpire, which is pretty amazing. But because we know the field itself and because we know the kids, discerning a hit or an error is actually pretty easy for us. That there will be no question.
Okay.
I don't suspect you're going to see too many errors at all, because again, I know the kids are going to be out there. It won't be an issue. At all. And that's one of those things that when you know baseball, and you guys know baseball, you know, you've watched it for years, and you've been talking about it for years, you know what it looks like when it's, oh, my God, he dropped the ball. Oh, my God. But the question is, all right, so a kid lays out a shortstop. He makes a diving stop, but he can't make the throw. Is it a hit or an error?
That's well, a hit. Yeah, that's
yeah,
a hit.
It's a hit. Right, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So you're gonna know pretty easily as okay. well. There's I don't know that I'm going to have to, Brady and I are going to have to make this decision once.
Well, sir, I feel in good hands with you.
Real quick, let me just do something here because I will have no control over the music there. So I can't yeah. give you an opening music, but I'll give you a little outro, my friend.
Oh, man.
I love that. Love it.
Wow. I don't know if we'll have music there.
He asked for it. You know, I got to give it to him.
I love it.
All right.
Love it.
Sir, it has been an honor to have you on the program today. We do appreciate you stepping up on behalf of the Delaware Valley, taking on this challenge.
And, pleasure is mine, guys. I can't wait.
We'll see you out there in a couple hours. Thank you, sir.
That sounds great. Thanks,
guys. All right. There he is. Umpire Pat. Let me remind everybody, 12 noon today, Plymouth White Marsh High School. This thing has become way bigger than it was initially intended to be. Plymouth White Marsh High School, I lead Jack 1-0 in our best of five. This is competition number two. 12 noon today at PW High School, the varsity baseball field. And then afterwards, a lot of people will be moving over to McGurk's because McGurk's has about 5 hours of WIP programming today starting at 10 a.m. This is the McGurk's in Fort Washington. Joe and Hugh's show from McGurk's follows our program. And then Spike, Ike, and Jack from 2 till about 3 o'clock until Phillies baseball. McGurk's in Fort Washington.
I rescind my concern about the umpire.
I liked him.
For a very specific reason.
Yeah.
Of three participants, Jack Fritz, Joe DeCamera, and the umpire, the most confident individual is the umpire.
He was perfect. Yeah, he's perfect.
He's perfect.
Self-proclaimed.
I found that a little much.
A little haughty?
A little bit.
I liked him. No, I thought he came off good.
At your job, if you're an umpire,
that's okay.
You have to believe you're going to be perfect going into every game. Now, afterwards, he's been doing it for, never made a mistake. Okay, yeah. That's a bit much.
A little much.
But he is going to do the job that he's supposed to do because he believes he's perfect, and his job is to be perfect, so you will get a righteous call right down the middle.
All right, let's go.
I'm not rescinding my comments.
I am. He won me over.
All right. I'm in between. I really enjoyed him, but I still don't like what he said yesterday, so I'm right in the middle.
I enjoyed having Sir on the air. I think
you were
like,
way too deferential.
He sounds like a man for all seasons. If he runs for president, I vote for him over me. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So, Joe, I think that guy sounded like he has a lot of professional pride, and his son's going to be there. I don't think you have to worry about any kind of shadiness or collusion or, like, intentional bad calls or just even leaning towards Jack. I don't think he's going to do anything like that with his son there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just has too much pride. I think you're in good hands.
I agree with you on that. I really do.
And, you know, I think you're doing well today. I think it's going to be really close. I wish I could be there. And, you know, good luck to you, brother. And I hope you do well. Look forward to hearing the results.
Thanks, Paul. What do you got on the Phillies last night, man? Frustrating loss.
Yeah, it is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And I battered Dombrowski for most of this season. I continue to lay the blame, you know, right at his doorstep, put it right at his feet. I think Rob was kind of in a bad place. I do agree kind of with what Jody said, though. In this particular situation yesterday, I do give, you know, Topper a little bit of the blame. I think he should have done maybe a little something different. Like, I really agree with Joey.
What do you want him to do? So what do you want him to do?
Forget the lefties in the seventh. You know, use him.
So who pitches in the seventh?
It does matter.
Seriously. The answer's Romano.
So Romano in the seventh, and then who pitches in the eighth?
Same guy. You know? And you save your best pitcher for the ninth.
Right, exactly. And I mean, he's put this way, he's been more dependable and better all year. There's no reason not to use him in that critical situation. Rob is tied to this left-right matchup stuff that, you know, I don't 100% agree with because there's plenty of lefties.
Well, for what it's worth, it worked in the seventh. I mean, Strom got through it.
Yeah, he did, but Strom also would have gotten through the ninth, I'm pretty sure. You know what I mean? And look, and if you can't use Kerkering, like, I'm 100% on board with Ben here. Kerkering's our guy. He's the only thing that resembles the guy in that bullpen right now, which, again, is Dombrowski's fault. But, you know, I just don't know. I can't get away from that. You know, I don't know what was wrong with him, why he couldn't go. I don't know if he wasn't feeling well, if his arm didn't recover well. You know, I don't know what the situation was. But to me, it's been weeks. You know, since the suspension of Alvarado, it's unforgivable that there hasn't been more help in that bullpen. Just like, to me, no help for the bats two seasons running is unforgivable. I am really disturbed by Dombrowski, very disturbed. And maybe I'm too far gone down that road. Maybe I'm just biased at this point, but I put this 95% on Dombrowski.
Okay, Paul, give me a fictional showdown. Give me a really big one.
All right, well, this comes from literature. You can blame my mom for this, but Captain Ahab and Moby Dick.
You got it, pal. Paul, appreciate that call, bud. Let's go to Coach Harris right now. Coach Harris, good morning.
Oh, what's going on, guys? How we doing this morning? Joe, you ready for this?
I feel good, man. I really do.
By the way, Rhea and Jody, I've been listening to you guys for 32 years, and I'm 37. My dad and I used to listen to WIP.
Jody a little bit more than me, but not by much.
So thank you. It's been a pleasure listening to you guys for so long. You're great.
You got it.
So I got to tell you, I was with Seltzer and now I've reversed as well. I was fuming listening to that and umpire Pat, I believe in. You know, when I'm out there and I'm coaching the high school team, sometimes we have to go line judge because of unfair calls, and I immediately flip from coach who has an incredible bias to, hey, my reputation's on the line. And so I think maybe he very well thinks that Fritz is going to win, even though he won't. And I think at the same time that he's going to be 100% fair.
Well, I do too. So, and by the way, I'll say this, my man. I'm sure there's a lot of umpires, and they might not say it publicly, but they think a certain team will win. I mean, when the Sixers had their tanking years and they were playing the Warriors, I'm sure the NBA ref thought the Warriors were going to win. I mean, yeah, it's okay. Look, most people think Fritz is going to win. 69% of people in our poll yesterday think he's going to win. That's fine. I think he's going to win. I mean, I didn't play organized sports in, you know, baseball in school. and he played as a varsity athlete in high school and a scholarship athlete in college. I think he's going to win. It's okay.
Joe, I think the key there is played. He has.
Yeah.
I think I said it last time I called. He's got to see your face.
Oh, trust me when I tell you. He'll say it.
Exactly.
He'll say it.
There's a difference between practicing and then you up there. All the pressure in the world is on him. You have nothing to lose. And I got to tell you, man, he's got to throw 10 at bats. He hasn't done it in 10 years. I feel really good about you, Joe.
I think you
got this.
I appreciate that.
I had a quick Edgecombe point. I was an Ace Bailey fan. I told a bunch of my friends that, I wanted him. I think he's a better fit, maximum upside. But after the draft thing and seeing VJ and seeing his attitude and his mom and the interviews and all that, and then watching him the other night, I know it's summer league, but one thing about summer league is, remember, these guys on defense, they're trying to make a roster somewhere. Yeah. I mean, they're playing really hard defense. And I was really impressed with Edgecombe's offense, the pull-ups, creating his own shot. He's out there trying to win every.
Well, I'll say, look, he should be the best player out there because he was the highest drafted in the game he played. But I do think summer league can give you a window into what someone has. Now you can get a false positive. I was really impressed with Ben Simmons all those years ago. But I will tell you, I vividly remember watching Jahlil Okafor play in a summer league game, and thinking, "Oh boy, oh boy!" There was a stiff on the other team. He was a stiff. And this guy was giving Okafor trouble. And I thought, oh, my God, what is going on here? So you can get a sense. Coach Harris, give me a fictional showdown.
I got that. And then I got a special encouragement for you. I'm really torn here. I'm going back and forth. But I got to go with my original, Bond Blofeld. Over a span of years, they just brought it back in the series. And, Joe, I got a cheer for you, if you don't mind.
A cheer? Sure. Is it 2-4-6-8?
All right, you ready for this?
Sure.
I'm going big. H-A!
Hammer! Hammer!
Wow, Harris Can't brought win. It.
Thank you, sir. Coach Harris, I'll see you in heaven.
See
Thank
you, later,
you sir.
Joe.
Appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate that.
See you in heaven.
See you in heaven.
Yeah.
What about like it's a field or something?
With that,
I don't know.
With that
what
kind
do you know?
Of, what do I know? He's a fine, upstanding gentleman.
But he's going to be
you'll
dead
see him before then.
Well, no,
yeah,
I hope
you
to
can see him in real life.
No, I hope to see him in real
so
life.
So hope to
also.
See it at the field, buddy.
I'm
you
just
know?
Saying. He's
not,
on,
I'll see you in heaven.
He's on the right side of history. That's all
a really
I'm saying.
Strange comment.
Hey, Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, should I be waving my arms around in between at-bats to try to rattle Fritz today during the baseball challenge, yes or no? Sounds like a lot of people say no, at least in here. But maybe Twitter will be different. Second poll question, blame game related to last night's loss. Who do you blame the most for last night's Phillies loss? Choices are Dombrowski, Rob Thompson, Jordan Romano, Phillies hitters, who managed 3 runs. I think it was 9 hits, but 3 runs. All of that up ahead. Phone calls on all of this. We got 1 hour. We got 3 hours until the baseball challenge. Al Morgani weighed in on it. Who Al thinks will win. Al is, James, you and I have said this for a long time. Maybe not only the smartest person at WIP, but the wisest.
Yeah, very wise.
Very wise human.
Smartest, yes. Wise, I'm not sure. But smart, he's the company lawyer.
All right, who he's got for this challenge, you'll hear that next. Phone calls as well on a busy day on 94 WIP.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals. And NovaCare Rehabilitation, they are here for you with NovaCare's Select Sports Center of Excellence, which are specialty locations, and they're focused on the needs of athletes. So if you're injured, NovaCare will help you get back to playing your sport. They'll also help you prevent injuries from happening, and NovaCare will prepare you to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes are treated for their specific injury training need and goals. More and most importantly, care is provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence, just one more way NovaCare is meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. Excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.